The Jewish people don't occupy Israel. They own it. Eternally. I mean, yesterday, today, and all of tomorrow. The United Nations, they say different. Palestinians say different. Many others say different. But don't bring your arguments to me. You need to take it up with God Almighty, because it was He who gave the land that is Israel to the Jewish people as an inheritance that's eternal. Can't be made any more clear than what we read in Genesis chapter 13, verses 14 and 15. And the Lord said to Abram, after Lot had separated from him, "Lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all the land which you see, I give to you and your descendants forever." Throughout the Old Testament, God repeats His promise many times. One case being Genesis chapter 17, verse 8. "Also I give to you and your descendants after you the land in which you are a stranger, all the land of Canaan, as an everlasting possession, and I will be their God." When we turn to Genesis chapter 28, verse 15, we read God telling Jacob, "Behold, I am with you, and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you." Then in Exodus chapter 6, verses 7 and 8, God speaking to Moses, "I will take you as my people, and I will be your God. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God, who brings you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will bring you into the land which I swore to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I will give it to you as a heritage. I am the Lord." During its long history, Jerusalem has been attacked 52 times, captured, recaptured 44 times, besieged 23 times, destroyed twice. Yet Jerusalem still stands and is a possession of the Jewish people. And obviously Jerusalem, a cherished part of the land that we call Israel. Why this is all so is told in Isaiah 45:17. "But Israel shall be saved by the Lord with an everlasting salvation. You shall not be ashamed or disgraced forever and ever." The Jewish people inheriting the land of Israel is a fact during the beginning times and will remain a fact during the end times, as John writes in Revelation chapter 21, verses 2 through 4. "Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, 'Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people. God Himself will be with them and be their God, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away." Now, I do want to be fair, since Muslims claim that the city of Jerusalem is a crucial part of their faith because Muhammad once visited the city. So here are the times Jerusalem is specifically and directly mentioned in the Quran. That's right. None. Zero. Now you understand why Israel has survived despite being under threat since day one of her existence, and even in spite of the disobedience of the Jewish people, as we're told in the Old Testament. The land of Israel is the eternal inheritance of the Jewish people, given to them by God. Strike at Israel, and you shall be struck down.